What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hugging Lowdown.
Sybil Wilson.
Hello, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Wow, back again. That's twice, brethren. That's more than the Bulls showed up in the playoffs against my Wizards.
Ouch.
I'm sorry, Sybil, but that was inappropriately funny to me. Too soon, Sybil? Game 5 tonight?
No, not too soon.
Oh, it's about to be over quicker than a waiter clean off your table at a sushi restaurant.
We'll see.
I looked at the Chicago-Washington playoff schedule, and they've already counted the Bulls out for Game 6 and 7. Yep, they have the letters TBD after those Games 6 and 7. Oh, to be determined.
Oh.
I thought it meant the Bulls done. So, Columbus Short walk into Donald Sterling's office and say, if I do say so myself, the Bulls are getting battered like a 5-piece from Harold's Chicken.
Wow.
I can't believe Columbus Short will no longer be on Scandal. You think him and Terrence Howard will go on tour? You know they both have records. I also can't believe Hollywood's favorite bachelor, George Clooney, is about to say, I do. Sybil, he's engaged to his lawyer girl, who supposedly speaks 3 languages.
Right.
Sybil, that's impressive. Men love a smart woman. You know that. But in George Clooney's case, the only language he needs to speak is prenup. But George don't want to be a player no more. Clooney's life is just like the lyrics to Rick James' Fire and Desire. He used to love him and leave him. That's what he used to do. It was pain before pleasure. That was his claim to fame. Oh, he was cold as ice long ago. But not anymore. There's only 2 other people I can name offhand that had more white women than George Clooney.
Ooh.
Or just about as many. And that's J. Anthony Brown and Ellen.
And Ellen.
In the latest of racist fouls, Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling's wife is defending him. Shelly Sterling said her husband is not a racist. Man, that's a good woman there, ain't she? So let me get this straight. Donald Sterling's girlfriend recorded him saying he don't want her to come to the Clippers game with black people and associate with them in public. And his wife says he's not a racist. So I finally got a chance to see his wife, and I see why she ain't sitting courtside like his girlfriend. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
She look like the dude from Shameless. You know, he played a father on the show, Frank. What's his name, Sybil?
Gallagher.
William Macy.
William Macy, yes.
Macy.
Man, she kind of hard on the pupils.
Oh, my God.
She needs to be watching the game from a confession booth. Or a pineapple under the sea.